Welcome to Leeds. Welcome to this year's Renew Conference. We are going to get going now. My name is Joe, and this is Liz. Liz is the women's worker at Jesmond Parish Church in Newcastle. I'm from the opposite end of the country. I'm the rector of the Minster Church of St. Andrew down in Plymouth, and we are going to attempt to guide us through the various sessions we're going to enjoy together over the next few days. But let's start by standing and lifting our voices to our God and King. Let's sing.
It's great to see so many people here from so many different walks of church life, ministers and lay people, PCC friends and church volunteers. Some of us are from within the Church of England, others are from AMI. For some of us here, it's part and parcel of the working week. Others have taken time off work to be here. Some have travelled far, and others have managed to come down this morning still with the time for a good cup of coffee around the corner. Whatever category you fit in, we are so glad that you've made it. We are glad to be together here in Leeds. We are glad to be together with the aim of Renew, which is that Renew seeks to advance Anglican evangelical ministries for the salvation of the lost in England. There's about 338, that's quite precise actually, there's about 338 of us here today involved in these evangelical ministries, and that's from 179 churches, so we praise God for that. And so we hope that these 2 days will encourage us together in our evangelical convictions, with our relationships with one another, in the ministry work we do in our local churches, and in our outreach to the lost.
Great, thanks Liz. We've got a team helping us with social media over the next few days from Something More Creative. So they'll be sharing social media posts about the conference. So if you do social media, if you do hashtags and stuff like that, then please do reshare and share. Just bear in mind the kind of thing you're sharing. We don't want any distractions on social media, but if it enhances what we're doing and encourages others, could we encourage you to do that and use the hashtag RenewConference 2025.
Let's turn again to sing now. Do stand. We're going to lift our hearts and minds to praise the one who is at the centre of all we do. Let's stand to sing praises to our Lord God.
And I'm going to give you 30 seconds just to turn to those around you. It may be that there are folk here who don't know many other people. Maybe you just come on your own. I'd hate for someone not to feel welcomed at this stage. You've got 30 seconds. Find out the name of those around you if you don't know. Okay, let me draw you back together. If I can draw you back together. A little bit later on, we're going to be praying together around our tables. Maybe some of those conversations you can carry on over lunch later today. It's great to be able to gather together as brothers and sisters from Anglican churches all over the country. We've got a short video now, which we're going to see some greetings from friends near and far who are rooting for us, praying for us as we meet together this week.
G'day, Kanish Garathal here, Anglican Archbishop of Sydney. Good to be able to send a greeting to the Renew Conference as you meet together in Leeds. The scriptures tell us that whoever desires to be an overseer desires a noble task, but it's also demanding physically, emotionally, intellectually, and most of all, spiritually. That's why refreshment, encouragement from God's word, and fellowship with fellow workers in the Lord's harvest field is so important, and why we need to devote time and attention to the raising up of more workers for the harvest field. I trust you have an excellent conference that fuels your passion for service and equips you for every good word and work. God bless you.
On behalf of the Global South Fellowship of Anglican Churches, we convey our greetings to all of you and encourage you to continue to stand strong on the biblical truth. Be assured of our prayers for you all for the success of the meeting and we wish you all God's blessings. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Sarah Jackson. I'm so sorry that I can't be with you at the Renew Conference, but boy, oh boy, it looks like you've got an amazing 48 hours together. I want to encourage you, as you're looking at growing leaders at a significant time in our nation, to press in, to lean in for all that God has for you. And we're so excited as the chair of the Alliance to be partnering with Renew. You feel like family, and I'll be praying that these next 2 days are a huge blessing as you are to us and to this nation.
On behalf of FIEC, I just want to say we're praying for you as you gather together for the Renew Conference. We're so grateful for your gospel faithfulness, for the churches that you represent, which are faithfully proclaiming Christ in communities all across the country. We're very grateful to be able to join with you in gospel partnership. So we ask and pray that in these challenging times, the Lord would give you wisdom and courage to continue to stand for him and contend for the truth that was once for all entrusted to the saints. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.
Hello. Can I warmly welcome you to this year's Renew Conference, Growing Leaders? My name is Piers Chani, and I chair the Board of Trustees for Renew. My threefold prayer for this conference is that you enjoy your time here at Renew, meeting old friends and making new. That our time spent together, feeding on God's word and considering the implications, will be profitable. And finally, that as we leave here, that we leave with a renewed vision to take the gospel to our nation with energy and perseverance. We are thrilled that you're here, and please come and say hello.
That's great. If you don't know, you should know by now that the title of our conference this year is, like they said, Growing Leaders. And Tim Davies is going to start us thinking about that from Mark 10. He's first up. Thank you for being first up. I've got a few warm-up questions for you, Tim.
Hope I know the answers.
There's just six of them.
I've been briefed. I've had 5 minutes to think about them.
Excellent.
My name's Tim.
That doesn't count.
No.
Tim, you are a Renew regular. What advice would you give, especially to newcomers, to make the most of the next 2 days?
Mark Twain once said that the best way of getting established is doing all you can to look established already. So just wander around like you own the show. I think it would be the best advice. In terms of, we all know in our own local churches, if you're sat next to someone and you're new, you just don't know, they might be new too. So just step out there and talk to folks around you, because you don't know, they might be first time here and wondering what on earth's going on with this vast array of people. So yes, just be loving and friendly.
Great. You have got like three jobs: Christchurch Central, acting diocesan bishop, assistant bishop. You're going to be installed as the diocesan bishop in November. Is that right? I've got that right?
Yeah, so Andy Lines, who sat over there, who's our senior bishop, is going to install me. A bit like a kitchen unit, I suppose.
I was asking him before whether it was B&Q or Magnet.
But yeah. B&Q. Yeah. You said that.
Give us a little, as you prepared this first talk on growing leaders, give us a bit of a nugget of what struck you the most about this topic of growing leaders.
Well, I'll tell you something which struck me a huge amount, which I'm not going to say anything about at all in a moment, but I think it's quite significant. I think Andy and Lee McMahon, one of my other colleagues, I think one of the things that we're very aware of in our role is... one of the most difficult things to do in Christian leadership is to navigate the highly complex array of relationships that we are in. It's extremely difficult, and it comes with all sorts of pressures, and there's conflict often arises. And how do you navigate all those? And we have done very little, if any, training at all in terms of relational intelligence and emotional intelligence. And I think that's something that we need to be engaging with the young people with in our youth groups, in our, with teenagers, 20s, student ministries. Really getting people figuring that out, because you start learning it when you are leading a church. It's extremely difficult. So that's my nugget.
Great. Good to have conversations about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that over the next couple of days, you sat with someone saying, well, how's it going with you in terms of your relational intelligence? What have you been learning? And actually bless each other by learning from each other's experience. And often we learn where things have gone wrong, don't we?
Okay, great. Thanks, Tim. We're going to read the Bible then before you speak. Do you want to stay here, Tim?
I'll stay here.
Claire Osborne from Christchurch Cockfosters, Church Warden at Christchurch, is going to come and... Where's Claire? Going to come and read to us from Mark. Come on, Claire, that's it. Read to us from Mark chapter 10. Just as she's coming up, why don't I pray for us and pray for Tim before he comes to speak.